I'd just like to dream of a cottage by a stream with my man, where a few flowers grew and perhaps a kid or two like my man.
In 1967, Lena Horne participated in a two-hour Pacifica Radio production of Billie Holiday's autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues. Billie Holiday writes about meeting Lena Horne shortly after she was released from rehab following her 1947 narcotics arrest. She was extremely apprehensive about talking to any of her former colleagues after a negative run-in with singer Sarah Vaughan. Here is that portion of the book dramatized in Jean and Fabs DeAlessi's remarkable 1967 Pacifica documentary called Lady Day, read by Lillian Kinney.
On the other side of the book, there were people like Lena Horne who made me feel like I've never been away. One of those days when I was still hung over from being out of jail, I was hanging out with John Simon of the Ellington Band. John knew by ear how I felt and tried to help. Anyway, this morning John insisted on taking me down to the Strand where Lena was playing. I was ashamed. After my experience with Miss Vaughan, I was naturally worried. I didn't want to let myself in for another swift one in the stomach. I insisted we sit in the back of the theater where it was dark and just take in a rehearsal. I should have known better. Anyway, somebody told Lena, Lady Day's out there. Lady Day, said Lena. And that pretty little thing took off from that stage like a beautiful little bird. She came running down the darkened aisles hollering for me. When she saw me, she rushed up, took me in her arms, hugged me, looking at me, smiling and weeping at the same time. Baby, darling, why, oh, why didn't you come backstage to see me? Honey, don't you know, I told her, I'm a jailbird. Don't you say that. You've been sick and away for a little while, that's all. Then she took me by the hand back to her dressing room. After the first show, she insisted on taking me out with her and bought me lunch. And we had a wonderful smooth about the old days in Hollywood when they gave her a bad time making this picture Stormy Weather. Ethel Waters had been the star of it. We talked about all this and more, and I was so happy I cried.
Referring again to Charlie Barnett, Lena Horne.
He had given a job to Billie Holiday. Al, I say Billie, and I think you know that. Anyway, she couldn't take it going at all on the road with the band. They were, because of Charlie, they were very understanding. I had the strength, I think, to stay with him as long as I did, beside his being a great guy. I had had two babies, and I needed to work. Billie, unfortunately, I only use her as an example of two of us in the same position. Billie had no children and no family. And so she was alone and had nothing to really help her hide from that kind of frustration. Billie, you see, was not a tough woman. She was so vulnerable. She was an open wound. When I think and realize now how tough I was compared to Billie. And they killed her, you know.
Sunday is blooming. My hours are slumberless. Dear, it's the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never wake from you. Not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you.